Steve Karish reporting. Cameroon has denied allegations that its soldiers have crossed into Nigeria without permission and attacked villages said to be hosting and training armed separatists. The media had reported that at least one incursion had been confirmed by Nigerian government and military officials, but Cameroon says it's only attacked border villages inside Cameroon. Uganda's army said on Friday that it has launched attacks on a hardline Muslim rebel group inside the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, where the militants had killed 14 UN peacekeepers earlier this month. A statement from the army said that shared intelligence between Uganda and the DRC confirmed that the Allied Democratic Forces, the ADF, were planning to conduct hostile activities against Uganda. The UN General Assembly overwhelmingly adopted a resolution rejecting the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Earlier this week, Ambassador Nikki Haley wrote to many UN member states and warned that she'd be taking names and reporting back to President Donald Trump on how nations voted, noting that they'd be taking the vote personally. Several speakers expressed anger at President Trump and Ambassador Haley's threats to cut off funding to states that supported the measure. Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu is Turkish foreign minister.
Such an attitude is unacceptable. This is bullying, and this chamber will not bow to do that. It is unethical to think that the votes and dignity of member states are for sale. Let me put it in this way. We will not be intimidated.
Israel regards all of Jerusalem as its eternal capital, while the Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of a future state. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia, Turkey, and Iran have agreed to hold